SRN News. I'm John Scott. Iran is continuing to fire back at Israel and has been successful in some of the missile attacks. BBC correspondent Dan Johnson reports.
The latest wave of missiles fired by Iran prompted air raid alerts and air defense interceptions across Israel around 7 a.m. local time this morning. But some missiles did get through. Buildings have been damaged in Tel Aviv and further south. In Beersheba, around 50 people were injured when the Soroka hospital was hit, damaging wards which had been mostly evacuated.
Meanwhile, President Trump says he doesn't want to carry out a U.S. strike on Iran, but he will if necessary. White House correspondent Greg Clutchton reports.
Donald Trump has long denounced American military intervention around the world. When it comes to Iran, he's not itching to start a war, but says the U.S. stands ready to act.
I'm not looking to fight. But if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do.
The president is adamant about preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and says he remains undecided about ordering a military strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Eric has made landfall in western Oaxaca State in Mexico. Earlier, forecasters upgraded Eric to an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane before lowering it to a Category 3. The hurricane center located about 20 miles east of Punta Maldonado. It was moving to the northwest at 9 miles per hour. A SpaceX rocket being tested in Texas has exploded, sending a fireball high into the sky. The company says the Starship experienced a major anomaly at about 11 p.m. Wednesday while on the test stand at Starbase. That's SpaceX's launch site in southern Texas. SpaceX says there are no hazards to any nearby community. This is SRN News. A baseball star subverts the LGBT agenda.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are celebrating Gay Pride Month and recently sent the team out onto the field wearing caps with a rainbow logo on them. Pitcher Clayton Kershaw responded by using a magic marker to write the words Genesis 9, 12 through 16 right next to the logo on his cap. Those verses describe how God established the rainbow as a marker of his covenant with Noah and all living creatures on earth after the flood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion funding across the U.S. is drying up 3 years after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. An initial surge of donations has subsided. Scores of clinics have closed, and abortion advocates predict the federal policy changes will result in more shutting down. On the other hand, the majority of abortions in the U.S. are now carried out using pills, and abortion groups are working hard to provide them to women, especially in pro-life states. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street closed today for the Juneteenth holiday. The Federal Reserve suggesting it may cut interest rates twice this year. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is waiting to see what effects the tariffs will have before deciding its next move on interest rates. In Los Angeles, the Buss family is selling a controlling interest in the Lakers to Mark Walter for a record $10 billion. Walter already owns the L.A. Dodgers and the WNBA's Sparks. The Bank of England keeping its main interest rate at the two-year low of 4.25% as fears grow that the conflict between Israel and Iran will escalate. Today's decision by the bank's 9-member Monetary Policy Committee was widely expected. Inflation in the U.K. running at 3.4%. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.